Welcome to Illinois Family Spotlight, a conversation about faith, family, freedom, the state of Illinois, our nation, and conservative action. Here's David Smith and Monty Larrick.
Thanks for making Illinois Family Spotlight part of your day. Monty Larrick here. I'm joined by Kirk Smith, the Executive Director of Illinois Christian Home Educators, and we're recording at the ICHE convention at Calvary Church in Naperville. Kirk, we've talked about this before, but what's driving the growth of Christian home education in Illinois today? Give us an update.
Well, Monty, I think that there's many things driving that agenda. Probably the best thing for the homeschooling community is the public school community. It's no secret that there is an agenda that we see more aggressive than ever from the LBT, GYN, EIEIO, to everything else that we see coming down the pike, and parents are starting to see this. And there's an old saying in church circles as pastors, if you don't listen to the whispers, you'll end up hearing the feed or the screams. And I think many people are reaching that point of toxicity. They think we've had enough. It's just so obvious. We have to get away and find an alternative. And we are sort of hearing more and more of the aggressiveness of the social agenda, and it's causing people to think of alternative education.
Well, Illinois lawmakers were considering legislation that would force the public schools to teach gay history and have gay-friendly textbooks. What should that say to Christian parents who have their kids in the public school system?
Well, there's two types of Christian parents. There's those who have a biblical worldview and those who do not. And I think the first question is, if we have a biblical worldview, I think the question is pretty obvious there, that parents have some real decisions to make. Sadly, Monty, I think a lot of Christian parents, don't have a biblical worldview. They love the Lord Jesus Christ. They understand that His grace has saved them, but they've been so immersed in the culture, they live more by cultural mandates than by the mores of Scripture. And that's where the challenge is for the church, for pastors, for seminaries, to teach a biblical worldview and to have our Christian parents making their decisions not from what seems right in their own eyes or culture's eyes, but what seems right by the Word of God. And I think that's one of our biggest mandates as the church goes. And if we get that right, I think everything else will follow suit.
Kirk, what role is public safety playing on the growth of Christian home education? You know, we see, unfortunately, reports of shootings in the public schools every couple weeks or so. Is that part of the reason for the growth?
Actually, I don't think so. And the reason being, our schools are different. That's what everybody says. Or our schools are safe. Our schools are this. Our schools are that. And the point is, if all the schools are different, that means they're really all the same, Monty. And I think that we have to, as parents, when I say we, public school parents, have got to somehow justify or insulate themselves from the reality. I so appreciated one of the fathers from Columbine when he said that I watched TV and I saw my son laying there in a yellow jacket, I believe it was, and he said, I'm the one that put him there. I put him there. You know, we've got to understand that we put our kids in harm's way. You know, those with a Judeo-Christian worldview, we have to say that when we submit our kids to, it's a pagan institution. I wish I could be more kind. I wish I could be more inclusive. But we've got to call a spade a spade. We're from a rural community, and so we have a lot of still some good values that hasn't quite filtered down to us in the southern region of the state. But still, there are certain indoctrinations with the agenda, with the school, with the curriculum that teachers have to bring in to some extent. Everybody thinks it won't be them. It won't be them. And while statistically speaking, it won't be them in regards to public safety, their kids won't be getting shot physically. But statistics clearly bear out their kids are being killed spiritually. I mean, we're losing up to 88% of our kids after the first year in college. That's the worst case. The best case is 66%. So our kids are suffering damage. Now, physical is bad enough. You know, death is a terrible thing. But from a Judeo-Christian worldview, if our kids die not knowing Jesus Christ, that's even worse.
Well, you talk about losing kids in college, but we're actually maybe losing them sooner than that because parents only have the kids how many hours out of the day? The public school's got them 8.
Yes, absolutely. I think it's down into the junior high years. As a matter of fact, Ken Ham put a study out that it's now the junior high high years, they're starting to make that exodus, at least mentally, but they're still in their mom and dad's tutelage, so they can't leave until maybe high school. So they jump through the hoops, but their hearts are already gone by that point. And we have to, as Christian parents, we have to take a real insight into this reality. You know, statistics are statistics. The old saying is statistics do not lie. But yet, when they don't say what we want them to say, we want to minimize them. And we can't do it. We are losing the next generation. So we have to protect our kids spiritually if we want to have a Christian nation, you know, a generation from now. We're only one generation away from disbelief. So I know I'm just kind of caught off guard as a parent. And I try to be generous, Monty, understanding that we're all at different places along the continuum of life and the continuum of the spiritual walk. But with all the information, IFI does such a great job of disseminating information to the masses to see what's happening. Like I say, we're from Southern Illinois. We don't see the things that you see in Chicago, but we've subscribed to IFI, which I include, you know, all people to do IFI. It keeps us in touch with what's going on up there, up here in Chicagoland, and it is just so blatantly unbiblical. And so for Christian parents, I've got to say, you know, if you don't want your kids to be like Romans, you got to take them out of the Roman school.
Well, thank you for the comment about IFI. Let me ask you, Illinois legislature has been fairly friendly to Christian home education, but are there some red flags on the horizon?
Well, I think we always have to show due diligence. I see sometimes, unless there's trouble in front of us, as people we tend to let down our guard. Things can change in Springfield. I meant with a wind. One wind can change everything. We saw that out in California with some of the proposed legislation out there, which the homeschoolers defeated out there. We cannot be lax in what we do. That's why we go to Springfield once a year as the ICHE Legislative Task Force. We have our cherry pie days. We visit our legislators. It is so important for Christians, homeschoolers especially, to come out for those events, because we're just one vote away from losing our freedoms. And that sounds maybe Chicken Little, the sky is falling. That's just the reality, and we have to embrace that reality and stay vigilant all the time.
Well, tell us about what's happening in California. Generally, what happens in California eventually winds up in Illinois.
Sure. Well, with all the abuse out there, the homeschooling situation, you know, the legislators think we've got to fix it with the law. And the law oftentimes is the problem. So they wanted to limit the Californians' freedom, have registration, go through so many more hoops. And the homeschoolers showed out in mass force there at the state capitol, and it was shut down. It's not too much different than 5 years ago when they proposed something similar here in Illinois. And it's always under the canopy of good intentions. I don't question the politicians' intent. They want to do it right. They feel a responsibility. But God has given the government two things, to protect their people and to punish evildoers. And anytime the government gets outside of those jurisdictions, we have problems. That's why we have, you know, we're in debt however many trillion now. So as long as the government does what God has ordained the government to do, they do a good thing. But once they get out of that, that's when everybody pays, especially those of us who are Christians.
Well, let me ask you this. How is Christian home education changing in Illinois? Is it? And the follow-up question will be, how is Christian home education changing public schools?
Well, it's definitely changing on the homeschooling level. 20, 25 years ago, for most people, the goal was Christian worldview. That was their main impetus. They wanted to make sure that their kids knew Jesus Christ. As the public school kicked Christ out, homeschoolers said, hey, we're losing our kids. We got to get a biblical worldview. So that was, I would say, this is not an official poll, 90% of parents homeschool because of Christian motivation. Well, whenever we do things God's way, we get God's results. And when we teach our kids at home, you know, we have the 80 to 85 percentile on the achievement test now with homeschoolers. Well, the public schoolers see that. And a lot of folks, they want that advantage for their kids. So now many people are coming to homeschooling, not just for Christian reasons, but for career reasons or for college reasons. And so the umbrella of homeschooling is getting really broad, and it's changing things. And I'm afraid sometimes that the tail is starting to wag the dog. We've gotten away from knowing Jesus Christ. Even in the Christian homeschooling community, curriculum and co-ops become such big things. And there are a place for those things, but it comes after Jesus Christ. And when I see some folks, some moms have confessed to me that they car school more than homeschool, run from this activity to that activity, that's not the true essence of what homeschooling is about. It's spending time with your family, knowing God's word, doing community involvements, work ethic in the home, creating character. That's the real thrust, and that's been the real success of homeschooling. And I think we tend to get away from that. You know, the government now, I was just having this conversation with Israel Wayne, a good friend of mine, a speaker here at the conference, and we were talking about how government now is starting to say, well, you can keep your kids at home and we'll give you the curriculum, we'll give you the computer. And it's like a merging between the two worlds. So your question is fairly well posed, Monty. But once again, the curriculum is the big key. And if our kids are, even if they're at home, but being indoctrinated with public school, statist thoughts, that's still problematic as a Christian. And these things are very subtle. And even, I don't think there's some big man conspiracy, but I do believe there's a spiritual conspiracy. And Satan motivates people to do certain things, and it's just the frog in the hot water. It's just a steady, slow point to boil. And most people don't see that until the water's already too hot.
Well, let's talk about publishing and curriculum. A lot of these publishing companies are really influenced by left-wing interest. Boy, how do you find good curriculum if you're a homeschool parent?
That's a great question. And, you know, unfortunately, there are some conferences that let anybody in. And that's, you know, that's their prerogative. ICHE, we're very selective. It's by invitation only. I'm not saying some non-Christ-centered curriculum finds its way into our vendor hall. I'm sure some has, but it's very minimal. So parents need to be very, very selective. Because, again, if we have our kids stay home, but we have them educated by the Romans in our own home, I can't see that that's not truly homeschooling in the dearest sense. You know, our vision is home discipleship. We teach first and foremost the things of God. And so I would encourage parents to show due diligence, because there's a lot of evolutionistic teaching out there. Some folks won't touch it because they don't want to lose sales. Common Core has come into what we do here, and I get it. You know, they're making money too. But we just have to show discretion and due diligence with what curriculum choices that we have, because again, nothing is neutral. Everything has an agenda of some kind. And so we as homeschooling parents, we've got to show due diligence to make sure we're getting the best, most biblical curriculum we can find for our children.
We'll take a time out and continue our conversation with Kirk Smith with Illinois Christian Home Educators after this.
Hello, I'm David Smith, the Executive Director of Illinois Family Institute, a state-based Christian pro-life and pro-family public policy organization. I want to invite you to join us as we seek to be salt and light to a dark and rapidly decaying culture. You can do that in a number of ways. For example, you can join our email list to get timely alerts and great cultural commentaries. You can like our Facebook page, follow us on Twitter, listen to our podcast, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. You can attend one or more of the special events and forums we host in different parts of the state. We do all these things to encourage and equip Christians in Illinois. You see, we need you to help us fulfill our mission to boldly bring a biblical perspective to public policy. Our faith requires us to be bold, speak truthfully, and love our neighbors. Join us. Visit IllinoisFamily.org to learn more. Again, that is IllinoisFamily.org.
Evil hates the light and the limelight. For the Colson Center, I'm John Stone Street with The Point. Back in 2013, a Philadelphia court put infamous abortionist Kermit Gosnell behind bars for life for failing to care for women under his care and for killing infants born alive in his abortion clinic, a place described as a house of horrors. A year later, a group of filmmakers shot a documentary about Gosnell's story. For years, no Hollywood distributor would touch it. As producer Ann McKellany explained back in 2016, the entertainment industry doesn't want anything that asks difficult questions about abortion. Well, thankfully, the determined producers managed to raise enough money to distribute the film independently. Gosnell, the trial of America's biggest serial killer, will hit over 700 U.S. theaters in October. The movie's release is a victory in the battle of life, this time shining light on evil that for too long has been hidden in darkness. Let's pray it exposes the whole industry of death, not just Gosnell's House of Horrors. I'm John Stone Street.
This is Illinois Family Spotlight. Monty Larrick here. And I say here, we're at the Illinois Christian Home Educators Convention. I'm joined by the head of Illinois Christian Home Educators, Kirk Smith. We're talking about home education. And Kirk, before the break, you were kind of talking about some concerns with home education. I read somewhere, as Christian home educators begin to rely on each other more and more, that they're creating institutions that look and feel a lot like schools. Is that a good thing?
Well, the glorious thing about homeschooling is each home looks different. And for our family, we like the freedom to work as a family mainly. We do have some involvement in a local support group. Some folks are more heavily involved in those type of things. So it's really a personal thing. I think the key is that God puts the lonely in families. The scriptures teach that. And the families where it must start. The Bible says that bad company corrupts good habits. It also says that foolishness is bound up in the heart of the child. So if you get a bunch of kids together, I mean even good homeschooling kids, you get foolishness. And so whatever path a parent would take, you've got to show discretion. Some folks homeschool because their kids were kicked out of public school. And so you've got to show, you know, what's going on in your local support group, who's involved. Some folks, their main goal is academics. They're going to look for an academically rich co-op. Some folks, it's very spiritual. That's their goal is spiritual. They want to teach their kids the things of the Lord. And so when they look at a support group, they're seeing who's involved, what's the language, what's the dress look like, what are the kids' attitudes. So the glory and the work of homeschooling is it's the parental responsibility to check those things out.
Let's say I'm a parent. I've got a kid or kids who say, Mom, Dad, I don't want to be homeschooled. I want to go to the public school.
Oh, that is indeed a challenge. I think, first of all, for parents to know that they have to have a philosophy or a vision. The Bible says that where there's no vision, people perish. Or I say where there's no vision, homeschoolers perish. So why do we do what we do? We talk about our why all the time. And our why cannot be rooted in imitation. Sometimes parents see a homeschooling family of 12 go by. They're all color coordinated. They play three instruments apiece. Our kids can't play Candyland. So, you know, we're thinking we want to be like that family. Well, that might be a pure motivation, but that's not the best motivation. I think so few families take time to think about, why are we doing this? What is our goal? Because our why will dictate our how. And that's the first step. When parents really internalize this, for example, when Cortez came to Spain years ago, to Mexico, to cut across the country there and to go to the Pacific Ocean, the first thing he did was he burned his ships. His men knew there's only one way to do it, and that's to go all the way across. So with homeschooling, it's kind of the same thing. We didn't get in homeschooling and think we're going to try this. For as Christian parents, my wife and I looked at Deuteronomy chapter 6, talk about the Lord when you rise up, when you go down, when you walk throughout the day, when you sit. And we had to ask ourselves as Judeo-Christians, as people who believe the Word of God is sufficient for all things, faith and practice, could we justify that if our kids are gone all 8 hours of the day? And we couldn't do that because the time they got home, baths, homework, meals, bed, it's all over with. And so as Christian parents, we personally could not obey the dictates of God's word if we sent our kids off. So parents must start with those questions first. Once their minds are made up, the kids usually know. Now our kids, when the school bus goes by in the morning, they go, hey, there goes the prison bus. Oh. Because they have come to see the freedom that we have. And they get to do marine biology, which is called fishing in Southern Illinois. They get to do PE, which is called golf class in Southern Illinois. There's so many freedoms that we have as homeschoolers that we ourselves have got to get outside the box. There is such freedom in what we do. And if we parents can discover that, our kids will see that. A lot of the kids that my own children talk to, they want to be homeschooled because they hear what our kids do. And we've graduated four now, and all four of those have post-high school graduation. Our oldest son is getting ready to go into chemical engineering in college. So there is great freedom and great opportunity that we parents must try to get. And the best way to do it is get a good vision from a good place, and that is from the ICHE convention.
All right. Well, let me ask you about that. Parents want to get started in Christian home education, they can turn to you guys.
Absolutely. We have a great website at iche.org. A lot of great articles on how to. We have a lot of events throughout the year. We have a Southern Illinois Day at our farm in August. We're having a marriage day at our farm as well in July, I believe. There's a father-son camp in October in Oakland, Illinois, a young adult in November. We have a marriage retreat up here again in January. We've got activities almost every month. And, of course, there's the convention, which next year, Monty, we're really excited. We're moving locations. We've been at Calvary here in Naperville for years. They've been so kind to us, so good. But we have a chance to expand. And next year, we're having more of a family conference in Bourbonnais, Kankakee, Illinois, at Olivet University. There's going to be expanded workshops, expanded vendor hall. There's a four-story tall rock climbing wall. There's a lazy river pool. So it's going to be more of a family atmosphere, on-site lodging. So we're looking so forward to growing even more next year to serve Illinois and the Midwest homeschoolers.
And I think the Bears have their summer camp out there.
They do. They might want to recruit me for quarterback. I don't know.
Well, let me put on my left-wing reporter's hat here. The critics would suggest that these Christian home educators, the real goal is to bring up a generation of kids who will fight the culture war. They'll be leaders, they'll be soldiers in the culture war.
Guilty as charged. That's our goal. And it's not against the culture, it's for Jesus Christ. I'm not against public school. I'm just pro-Jesus Christ. And if you can justify public schooling from a biblical point of view, hey, I listen. But we have to understand that so much of what's going on in our culture right now is unbiblical. And Monty, you know this as well as I do, without Christ, the result is chaos. I tell my kids that all the time. I look at our public school situation. I look at our economics here in Illinois. When we take Christ out of the equation, chaos is the result. And you would just think with elitists, those who think they're so smart, you think they'd figure that out. But the Bible says that the wisdom of the wise is foolishness to God, and they get caught in their own wisdom. And I see that more and more and more, that really smart people do some really dumb things in the names of intelligence, and it's really a sad thing. You know, when you step back from our culture, especially here in Illinois, and you see some of the decisions that we're making, that we have to raise money through gambling or through marijuana whenever the report from Colorado is just devastating Colorado and the states around Colorado. You think, why would we choose this trajectory? Yet, here we are choosing these very things that are destroying everybody else. But for us as Christians, this gives us a great opportunity. We can be, as a culture gets more darkened, we become stronger lights. And that's why I don't want to have a reactive or a retreat mode. This is an opportunity for us to charge on. But we have to be non-apologetically Judeo-Christian in our worldview.
A couple of political questions before I let you go.
You might get me in trouble now.
Well, let's just flush this out. How has Governor Rauner treated home education?
He's being neutral, which I think is a good thing. You know, it's hard for me because I'm very opinionated when it comes to politics.
Really?
Yeah. You know, I see things like, let's say, the marijuana or the gambling issues. Those things affect us because they affect the family. The family is the building block of any culture or, in our position, any state. And when these things eat away the fabric of the family, we are eating away our own soul. And it grieves me because we just don't see that. We think that we can have our own ideas and not have consequences. We are free to choose our ideas as individuals or as a collective body. We're not free to choose the consequences. We get what we get. And so I see these things as they're impacting the family units. And those are the things that I think are bringing more people to homeschooling, because they're seeing that some of the legislation is tearing our family apart. Even if that's not the goal, it's still some of the residual side effects.
What about J.B. Pritzker, the Democrats' candidate for governor? How would he treat home education?
I don't know. We've not heard anything from him on that. You know, I'm always cautious whenever a person has more of a big government issue, because the idea with big government is we'll fix it. Well, homeschooling isn't broken. It doesn't need fixing. It just needs to be left alone. And that's, you know, our government, our present governor, and all of our legislators in Springfield have been so good to realize that what we do It works, and it works pretty well, especially compared to the public school system. So I think for whoever would be elected governor here in this next election cycle, just leave us alone to do what we do, and that is successfully raise our kids to the glory of God and to the betterment of our culture.
But surely you'd like to see more candidates elected to the legislature who are pro-family, pro-homeschooling.
Yes, because I think if they're pro-family, if they're pro-homeschooling, they're going to be pro-state. These things will bring benefit to the state of Illinois and hopefully touch the states around us as well. Homeschoolers do well wherever we go because most of them have been taught character. And our kids are talked very favorably by their employers. I tell my kids, you're not that good. The competition's just that bad. It's just that poor. Because kids are not being taught to work. They're being taught to waste time. I learned to efficiently waste time in school. That's what I did. Just so I kept my nose clean, and I wasted all the time that I wanted to. Well, in our home, they don't get to do that. So we're on them. Homeschooling produces great citizens. And our kids are actively involved. A good friend of ours, Chris Miller from Southern Illinois, he puts on the family camp, is running. He's a homeschooling dad. And we're out campaigning for him because it's not just about homeschooling. It's about what's best for the state of Illinois. And when homeschoolers do well, it will positively impact the state.
Donald Trump administration and homeschooling. Good, bad?
Good, I think so. There haven't been any strong pushes yet. Trump, like so many people, I have mixed feelings about him. But I have got to say, kind of like Josephus, the great historian who was not a Christian but was very pro-biblical values, God has used Trump to do some good things, for pro-life issues. So I'm just amazed who God uses when God wants to use. And that's what we have got to remind everybody. I just share with a group full of pastors. To me, the key is not Washington, D.C. The key is not Springfield, Illinois. The key is the local church and the families in each church. If we can get the vision of what living a biblical lifestyle means, to be involved, we should not run away from the culture. Dave Smith and I talk quite often. I don't understand why Christian people run away from the culture world, because God has called us to be salt and light. Now, we homeschool, and we are sometimes accused of being that we're not being salt and light. No. We are being salt and light because our kids for 20 years are getting salt poured into them. Luke says to have salt in yourself. Before our kids can be salt and light to the world, to the culture, they must be filled with salt. And so that's what we homeschoolers do. We spend those first 15 to 20 years just pouring salt in, so the next 60 years they can be salt and light to the world. And this is a great time for the church to shine, Monty. The world is desperate for Jesus Christ, and we just need to be that light.
Thank you so much, Kirk Smith. Kirk, once again, tell folks how they can get started with Christian home education, or if they're already involved, how they can make it better.
You bet. Go to our website at iche.org. Look at all of our articles there. The convention's a great place to go each year. We're usually the first weekend after Memorial Day. We'll be in Kankakee, Bourbonnais next year, where the Chicago Bears have their camp. That's the great way, and I tell parents all the time, if you come out to these events, your kids start connecting with people, and it will just help so fortify what they're doing at home.
Thank you, Kirk. God bless you and the work of Illinois Christian Home Educators.
Hey, thanks so much, IFI. We appreciate you guys. We follow you guys so much. You have the ability to see down the road, Monty, and what you do helps us directly. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. And thank you for tuning in to this edition of Illinois Family Spotlight. Until next time, God bless.
Thank you for listening to Illinois Family Spotlight. For more information, please visit us at ifiaction.org and look for us on Facebook and Twitter. If you would like to email us questions or comments, please do so at feedback@ifiaction.org. Until next time, stay engaged and keep your eyes on the prize.